KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Ah, that lovely theme. It's time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. One of the first big steps, of course, is the Bay Trail. It's kind of like the linchpin trail. It's the holy grail of trails. We're going to be talking about that. We'll be looking at the Arcata Ridge Trail. Emily and I are talking with Karen Deemer this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, indeed. All righty. So, Karen, thanks for joining in. I know you've got you're actually going to be meeting with all kinds of folks who were going to be talking about this. But where do we stand at this point with the Bay Trail? There's been some exciting movement.
There's been a couple of pieces of kind of exciting progress, and the first one I think probably a lot of your listeners are aware of is kind of a supportive decision from the Coastal Commission to help Caltrans really link the Arcata Bay Trail project and the Humboldt Bay Trail project into the 101 Corridor project. And I think what that decision did was it really recognized this project regionally as, you know, sort of the importance that we've known it to come to have, but not only as a recreational trail, but really as part of our transportation system linking Arcata to Eureka.
Absolutely.
From a practical standpoint, I think what it does for the project is it allows Caltrans to start to dedicate some staff time towards the work that needs to be done for that trail to be constructed. And when I say that, I mean, right now Caltrans is helping the city of Arcata complete what's called NEPA, which is the federal side of sort of environmental review. The state has a side that we're all familiar with called CEQA, and the city of Arcata can act as a lead agency in completing CEQA and has for the portion of the Humboldt Bay Trail, obviously from Arcata down to Breakup. But local cities can't act. It needs to be either a federal agency or Caltrans to act as that lead agency to complete what we call NEPA, which is the federal equivalency of that. And you need to go through a NEPA process and certification in order to access federal funds for construction.
Okay.
So Caltrans right now, the city has secured funds for what we call the first phase of construction of the Arcata to Breakup segment. And it's the through town section that goes from basically Alliance Road down L Street and to Samoa Boulevard, but it doesn't go south of Samoa Boulevard. So what we're working with Caltrans on right now is the NEPA compliance for that first phase of construction that we are scheduled to be in construction next summer, completing.
Okay.
And then I think what really this decision from the Coastal Commission does is that it allows Caltrans to continue to support the project. As soon as we get done with NEPA for that northern section, we will move right into NEPA compliance for at least the portion that we have designed, which would then be Samoa Boulevard down to Breakup.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if I recall that the Coastal Commission decision was the trail, I guess the completion of the corridor project that Caltrans wants to do on the 101 with regard to an interchange at Indianola is contingent upon a trail being done. Is that correct?
Yeah, my understanding of the decision, it was conditioned upon at least proof that funding and design was in place and ready to go. Construction could happen concurrently at that point.
Wonderful.
And I think what local folks that have been working on this project for a long time do recognize is that is going to have to be a partnership, that Caltrans does not have as much access to alternative transportation funds in this very new transportation bill that's coming out, and you know that has parts of it that have been rolled out and additional parts that should be rolled out this next year. We don't anticipate state agencies to have as large of a seat at the table, but we do expect local governments and local regional transportation agencies, which for our region is HCOG, to have a larger seat at the table. And to that end, we've really focused our funding work through HCOG right now. And Marcella Clem, who's our executive director of our regional planning agency here, has been very active working at a statewide level on the implementation of those funds. and in there fighting really hard for rural regional set-asides that we would have better access to compete for those funds. So that's really where our focus has been on trying to, how do we craft this new federal funding to hopefully have some of it come towards rural areas. And then as a region, you know, with Caltrans support, but I think in terms of funding lead agency, most of that will either go through one of us local agencies, either the county or one of the cities, or through HCOG to try to bring those funds in.
Very good.
And it will be supported by, you know, Caltrans has already pledged $1 million towards, you know, whatever first phase we do.
Right. Of course, we all know that this trail will be many, many times that.
It will.
It'd be nice to be able to get it all done for $1 million. So I'm going to ask you also to put on your psychic hat, which I know you have one. We all got this notification that the California Coastal Commission has got a hearing coming up at Newport Beach on Thursday, and item TH-14A has to deal with this Bay Trail and this the 101 corridor improvement project. With your psychic hat on, any thoughts as to what that's going to be about?
That would just be a wild guess if I were to make it. You know, my assumption would be is that there's some clarifying language that they want to put in to the conditions that they made, but that it won't substantially change, you know, the actual criteria of the conditions.
That would be good.
That would be my guess. Caltrans, I know, has been working since the Coastal Commission meeting. They have worked with the county to retrieve, you know, all the documents associated with all of the billboards along the corridor, which was also in as part of that condition of approval to get the consistency finding from the Coastal Commission. So I know that Caltrans is just forging ahead with the conditions that they received from the last meeting. So I don't know. I actually have no idea. I just received that notification this morning.
Yeah.
I guess my guess is that it will be nothing hugely substantial.
Okay. Well, because it is in Newport Beach, so it's a little inconvenient for any of us to pop over and check that out. But I guess we'll find out, and we'll be able to talk about it next meeting.
Yeah, and I would guess there's usually somebody local that will head down to the commission meeting if we have a local item on the agenda. So we should have some contact that we can keep in touch with that will be heading to the meeting.
Okay, and we'll be able to talk about the results of that next time on Happy Trails.
And I was wondering, Karen, if the section from Alliance down to Samoa, that the city has funding for construction, is that correct?
We have from, Alliance to Samoa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that
so
will
we're
going to
hope we will
next
be.
Year.
I can say hopefully we will be in construction next summer on that segment.
Yeah, that's what I
and that's
on.
The piece, and it did end up coming as money that came through some federal funds, and so that's why we've now initiated with Caltrans support NEPA on that portion that is funded because it did have some federal funds in that section.
And what will that part of the trail look like from Alliance to Samoa?
Well, it's a very urbanized section, and so we've worked really closely with the L Street neighborhood and the Creamery District, as they are now known as, to develop sort of a mix of a portion of it is trail and then a portion through L Street. It actually sort of takes over the majority of the road, sections of the road that don't have a lot of vehicular traffic right now. And so a few of those blocks will be closed and will be more bike and ped dominant, and then on a few of the sections it'll be trail along the side of the road. And then it will cross over Alliance, and then it moves up onto an existing sort of berm or, you know, levee that the city has in Shea Park, and it winds through that, and then it will connect with another project that we have funded with, which is called Foster Avenue Extension, which extends Foster Avenue basically from Northtown or the skate park down to Alliance. And so that's kind of a new major connectivity piece in Arcata. And so the trail, that portion of it, will be built with the Foster Avenue, which will come that following year.
Fantastic.
Great. And the city has also been really forging ahead with completing the Arcata Ridge Trail.
We have,
so
and thanks to all of our volunteers on that effort. The Ridge Trail really is being built sort of one small foot at a time with volunteer efforts led by the Humboldt Trails Council and the Humboldt Fish Action Council. We had a great trail building day just a week ago where we had volunteers coming out and actually starting to move rock into sections of the trail near Sunnybrae. And we have our next volunteer trail project day on November 16th. which will meet in the community forest and then head out from there to start on additional sections. We hope to have sections of that opened by next summer of the Ridge Trail. What we are trying to do is construct and then let the trail sit as fallow as they can to kind of harden up over this winter. But we do hope to have sections of that open next summer. We have one last acquisition that will tie that trail into West End Road that we're completing right now. We do have a willing property owner that's working with us on that, and so that will tie in from really just right at West End Road where 101 comes over West End and take you up then into the community forest from West End Road. So that is exciting for Arcata because we really have been focused on trying to make some improvements in the Valley West area and connecting Valley West with the rest of the city. So to have a major trailhead that leads into the entire community forest from that side of the city is exciting.
Absolutely. It sounds fantastic. Now, as Arcata looks south to the Bay Trail and getting that hooked in, let me ask you, how complex, Emily and I have talked about this in the past, but it's great to have you on as well. How complex is it for Arcata to look north and get hooked in officially to the Hammond Trail?
All of the studies that we've looked at to date have focused on the road infrastructure through the bottoms. And I think they're very regularly traveled by runners and mm-hmm. bicyclists. My assumption, all the community scoping that we've done, is that we are fairly connected in already. To get you to that initial Hammond Trail Bridge going over the Mad River there out of the bottoms, we have looked at some widening and, some trails just adjacent to those roads. Mm-hmm. But I think that piece of connectivity would come fairly easily. Families are fairly comfortable right now biking with their kids out into the bottoms and getting to that bridge.
Yeah, they are a bit narrow. I've ridden on it with the kids as well, and it's not that heavily traveled, so that's good. But the roads are pretty narrow, and if ever you've got vehicles coming in both directions, it can get a little dicey.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, that would be a nifty thing to see that looking official. But the fact that we're looking at moving towards that Bay Trail is very, very exciting. Connecting Eureka and Arcata officially with that Bay Trail will be really a very, very well-used, probably the heaviest-used trail in all of Humboldt County.
I think that it's been now over a decade that our community has been talking about this project and encouraging local governments to really try to make that construction happen. And it is a very constrained corridor. And there is a lot of sensitive habitat, and permitting has been and will continue to be very tricky in that area. But again, I feel like the support of the Coastal Commission pushing this project forward, saying, wow, we really recognize the importance of it. We recognize that, there are sensitive habitat areas out there. We are going to be looking for construction designs that minimize that impact. But on the same note, they are accepting that there are going to be some impacts that will have to be mitigated for because of the importance of the public access along this corridor.
Well, I would say that this is probably the best opportunity that has ever been with regard to this. There are a lot of things are lining up to make it happen, so I'm hoping that we all take advantage of that.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of us really feel like this is the right time. Everything has finally fallen into place and come together on this project. And everyone is in the room talking on the exact same, the exact same story about just moving construction forward and how do we get it built.
Yeah, even the North Coast Railroad Authority, they have in principle are good with this concept as well, doing the rail with trail.
They have. They've been very supportive of Arcata's project. They're working right now with the City of Ukiah on a similar rail with trail project. And so we have been watching that progress. Ukiah has given them sort of a draft of a license agreement for them to review, and I believe has just received comments back from them. And so we hope to sort of tier straight off of that if they've come up with an agreement that the NCRA is comfortable with and that the local government feels that it can work within. We're hoping to use that as a template for sections along here of the North Coast. So we would like to see some movement in that also within the next 4 or 5 months here to have sort of a lease or a license agreement underfoot.
All righty. And again, throwing on that psychic hat of yours, you've got some meetings going on today with HCOG and and other agencies. How do you anticipate those will go?
It's just sort of our check-in moment to see what everyone's working on and to get an update from Marcella on her work with advocating for at least us being eligible to fight for funding up here on the North Coast, and to try to get a game plan of sort of what our next few steps are just internally as a staff. And so it's great. It's great that everyone's continuing to meet to push it forward. But I just expect kind of a quick little update from everyone.
Excellent. All righty. Emily, any other things we need to touch on?
No, this was great. Thank you so much, Karen, for really lending your expertise and giving us a really thorough update.
Always great having you.
Yeah, and if there are people really interested in helping build trails, the Ridge Trail, as I said, really is one that is being built by a lot of volunteer effort. So great to jump on to HumboldtTrails.org, the Humboldt Trails Council website, or cityofarcata.org also lists all of our trail building opportunities.
Excellent. And Emily, what do we have up our sleeve next week?
Yeah, next week we'll be shifting on the other side of the bay and talking with folks from the City of Eureka about the latest draft transportation safety action plan and its next steps, and still looking for comments, and the next plans that the City of Eureka has for addressing transportation safety concerns.
Fantastic. All righty. Karen, thanks again for chatting with us. Always a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, thank you guys. Enjoy this sun. Get back out on your bike and start walking again today.
Yeah, indeed. It's not going to last that much longer. we're on borrowed time as it is with all the sunshine. All righty. And Emily, as always, thanks for pulling all this together.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Cliff.
Mm-hmm. And this conversation, as all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.